What do you think as far as American involvement over there? Do you think there were any repercussions, like precedents that were set as far as U.S. involvement in foreign?
I really don't think the American people will allow the government to put their fighting men in that position again. As I said in Desert Storm, you know, there was a lot of military, American military people there. True, it was a joint United Nations involvement, but predominantly it was more Americans there, I do believe. There was a job to be done, and they did it. It was, well, to begin with, it was in the desert. It wasn't in the jungles, and it didn't have wall-to-wall cave structures that run from hell and back. That was more of the your front-line type situation, where you could see the enemy, and you could probably get the job done. You know, that helped a lot. Whereas in the Vietnam conflict, due to the tunnels, you could never even see the man that shot you or shot the man next to you. He just pops up like a spider and dings at one, and then he's gone again. And by the time you find the trap door to that cave, he could be 2-3 miles down the road. I think that they learned how to, I think that the government learned that they have to show the American people more respect, because I don't think they want the demonstrations that took place in the 60s and 70s again. I don't really think they ever will be come to that point again.
Well, how did that whole experience over there affect you personally?
Well, whenever you're placed in a situation, I feel like of experiencing a different culture, being in an environment that's totally strange to you, you appreciate home more, you appreciate your country more, because of the good life you do have. My patriotism, I still have that. I would probably go to, there's no probably to it, I would serve my time again if I could. My age won't allow it now, but I would. Used to want to be a mercenary. They're unregulated. I can get the job done.
So you didn't feel betrayed or anything by the way the government handled everything over there? Just kind of sending you over there with no support?
I felt like we were hung out to dry, left hanging on the line, or whatever you want to say. As I said before, it was too politically motivated, and they didn't really know what they were getting into, I don't feel like. They should have took notice of the French, as long as they stayed there, to eventually pull out with no gains. And look what happened the minute we pulled out. The last helicopter no sooner flew out of Saigon, and the North Vietnamese Army was capturing the whole city. So it was a no-win situation. I just regret that it took 58,000 lives before they realized that. So, yeah, I felt like we were betrayed. And even more so, after it was over with, the government chose to try to take the Vietnam veteran and treat her as a red-headed stepchild and just not allow it into society, not help it deal with the problems that it encountered while doing as they were told. And that's the part that bothers me a lot.
Did you experience that?
Well, I never had that much difference with the VA. I mean, when I got out of service, I was full-time job within 2 weeks. I took a little time off, but I immediately went to work. Been working ever since. I started with a surveying company after I got out, but I was only there like 6 or 8 weeks, and I started with a phone company, so I've been there ever since. But I never really had any dealings with the VA or the government in reference to Vietnam. So personally, I don't guess I was suffering from any repercussions from it, but I know a lot of people that have. Some of them relatives and some of them not.
Well, when the wall went up in Washington, do you feel like that was any kind of I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Well,
I don't know, kind of like,
if you've ever seen the movie dedicated to that whole founding, the man that was responsible for it was saying that was a means of healing the nation. And I think that his goal was accomplished, and that very monument is probably doing a lot towards that. I was there last year for the 10-year reunion, and that Veterans Day was a very moving experience. Being there at that wall, that was my first experience at being at the original or the real one. I have seen the moving wall, which is a replica. I've seen it twice. But being there that last Veterans Day and being in that parade, that was a very moving experience. It really was.
Was it a healing thing for you? I mean, as far as,
I had a better feeling when I left within myself. I do wish that more accountability could be made available and open to the public with some often, what am I trying to say? I wish that the records and on the MIAs and POWs could be made available and people put faith in what is made known. Now, if every chronicle or document or anything in Washington right now was made available, I would be reluctant to believe it. For the simple reason it's been kept, put on the shelf or in archives or hid for so long. It's just an issue they have. They say they've done all they can do. Well, that might be true, but I think they waited a hell of a long time before they did it. And I would have a a problem believing what was made available to me right now, as far as accountability for the missing in action prisoners of war. But I read a documentation somewhere where the POWs and MIAs from the Korean War and World War II, the figures were just as astronomical, but you never heard that much about it. I mean, I've seen a breakdown of the figures too, and it's there was a lot unaccounted for Vietnam, but by the same token, World War II was there were a lot of people unaccounted for there too.
So what do you think is the difference in
I don't know. You didn't have the political you didn't have the people that were against the war in World War II or Korea that I'm aware of. You didn't have all the people avoiding the draft or going to other countries to avoid serving. You didn't have I think that the government was more open with the general populace on the events of the war, particularly World War II. People that come home got a hero's welcome, or got a ticker-tape parade, or they got, you know, you could go sit down in a coffee shop and somebody come up to you, they'd buy you a cup of coffee and tell you the good job you had done over there. You just didn't hear about that sort of stuff. Like I said, they just chose to take the Vietnam veteran and just kind of hope that they just go away, not ever surface again. And I think it was all because of the fact the government knew they had royally screwed up, and they were just hoping that it would just go away. But it hasn't. I think that the movement to make them account for people and names that are missing is stronger now than it ever was. I've been reading a book called Scars and Stripes, and it's about a Navy pilot that was shot down and was in the Hanoi Hilton, which is a war camp, I mean a prisoner of war camp. And you would not believe the grotesque things that this book goes into about what they did to him, torture and things like that. And he was there for 5 or 6 years. And I've not finished the book, but it's, you know, it'll make you stop and think.
Is there anything else?
No, I'm happy to be home. There's my family.
I'm glad you came home too. Thus, here I am.
I just think, if I hadn't started work with the phone company and I went to Georgia Power Company, I wouldn't be sitting here conducting this interview with you.
Nope.